Parshas Naseh, which we'll learn this week, is the longest parsha. It also has the longest midrashim, the longest set of midrashim that are connected to it. And in the center of Parshas Naseh, we have the Birkas Kohanim, which those of us who are living in out of Eretz Yisrael only get to experience on a Yontiv, but we were zeichah to experience it this Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, it's experienced every day. It's an interesting thing, Birkas Kohanim. There's a Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Naseh. It says that when Klal Yisrael hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kohanim, Kais Varchu es Bnei Yisrael, this is how I want you to give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're telling the Kohanim to bench us? We don't want the Kohanim to bench us, we want you to bench us. As it says, Hashkifa Mim'ayim Kodshecha Min Hashemayim Uvarichas Amacha Es Yisrael. You, Hashem, that you're the source of all bracha, I want you to bench us. And Hashem says to them, don't worry, I'm telling the Kohanim to bench you, but I'm standing there with them, as it says, V'samu eshemi al b'nei Yisrael, put my name on Klal Yisrael, v'ani avarchem. Hashem tells us, don't worry, it's not the Kohanim who are benching you. Of course, it's me who's benching you. I'm just doing it through the Kohanim. I want to explore Birkas Kohanim a little bit. There's so much that's been said and written and expounded on. Here's just a little piece. The Gemara asks, Minayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu misava letfilas kohanim. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva, an intense desire for tfilas kohanim? Where do we know that there's an intense desire for this, a taiva? Which tells us that Birkas Kohanim is not a usual mitzvah, meaning we have to do all the mitzvahs, but this is a mitzvah that's done, as it says in the bracha of Birkas Kohanim, ba'ahava, that it's done with a tremendous amount of love. The love has to come from the Kohanim to the Tzibur, it has to come from the Tzibur to the Kohanim, but mostly it's coming from Hashem to us. Hashem wants us to engage in the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, and it brings him, ke'ilu, a tremendous amount of joy. But what does it mean that Hashem has taiva for Birkas Kohanim? Taiva is often used with a negative connotation, meaning we say akina, taiva va'akavet, someone who has jealousy, or taiva, which we translate here as lust, and a lust for honor as well. Kavet could actually take a person out of this world, and it doesn't just mean out of the world to come. It means literally out of this world. We can be crazed. We can do crazy things for jealousy, for lust, and for honor. So taiva doesn't usually have a positive connotation. It's only in a few cases that we do. Of course, the most famous one, the one that comes to mind immediately, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu misava l'tfilasan shel tzadikim. This is a question of why would it be that the matriarchs of our nation, our imahis, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, although Leah's was reversed, but they were all akaris, they were all barren. They couldn't have children naturally. And they had to daven because Hashem is misava. He lusts for the tefillah of tzaddikim, for the tefillah of his righteous, and that's why he creates a circumstance where they won't have children unless they're davening for it. And lastly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misava shi Yisrael amelim batera. Hashem lusts for Klal Yisrael to be amelim batera, for to throw themselves into Torah. Another medrash in Parshas Naseh, medrash Tanchuma, Yisava sheyelei dira betachtonim, hatava sheyelei dira betachtonim. He wants, he desires that we should make for him a resting place down here in the earth. Meaning Hashem has everything. He's got the sky, he's got the entire universe. But what he lusts for, what he wants, is that we should create for him a reality down here on earth. Likutei Sichos describes this, explains it, says, Al taiva ein kushiyos. On taiva, unless there's no questions. There are no rational explanations for taivas. You can't articulate it. When a person is lusting for something, he'll do things that is beyond reasonable, beyond what rational seichel can easily explain. On the negative side, unfortunately, we would say that we've seen people who are at the top of the world and the strongest political center, and will literally throw their entire lives and their future away because of a taifa, because of a lust. It's beyond what rational seichel, what rational intellect can easily explain. There's something that is deeply ingrained that makes us do things that is beyond normal. And when it says that Hashem has taiva for us, what it means is that Hashem wants things from us, and it's a connection that he wants from us that is beyond what can be explained away. He has a special connection with our service, and Hashem's love for us, although we have not always or not often fulfilled our obligations or our potential or what is required of us, yet he continues to connect with us and to love us in a love that is deep and powerful and beyond what is rational. Rabbi Yashav Maseches Chulin says, it says that Hashem says that he is misava l'tfilasan shel tzaddikim, that what Hashem has a taiva for is the way that tzaddikim daven, the way that tzaddikim connect to Hashem. Again, that is beyond a rational tefillah, it's beyond a rational love, it's beyond a rational connection, especially when it's at a time where the tzaddik is being challenged by nisyonos that he knows are coming to him from Hashem, only from Hashem, and yet, despite what logic may dictate, he's living on a plane that is beyond logic. Taiva is a desire for a deep connection, a particular kind of relationship which is very intense. He is misava for the tefillah of tzaddikim because he wants the tzaddikim to develop that intense relationship with himself. The amelus batera that Hashem is demanding from us is not an intellectual pursuit of Torah. It's an all-in. It's a investing the wholeness of a self into limud Torah that, again, takes us beyond the plane of rational and brings us to a place where people will do the superhuman in order to just learn a little bit more. And by Birkas Kohanim, we have the opportunity, the golden opportunity, to connect to Hashem, but more so to connect to each other and to become his connected nation, to find that ultimate level of connection, which is beyond, above and beyond, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is desiring. It's what he is looking for. It's what it means when he says that he is misava, that he has a desire for Birkas Kohanim. The Maharal has a lot of questions on Birkas Kohanim, and there's a Rashi that says that Birkas Kohanim is less for the interest of Klal Yisrael and more for the interest of Hashem, meaning that more than the Jews want Birkas Kohanim, Hashem wants Birkas Kohanim, and the Maharal wants to explain this. And he says, Hashem is the ultimate cause of all things. The reason that there's a world and that it can sustain itself and that we have a morning and we have a night and we have a universe is because Hashem has a desire to give us, to be a mashpia. Hashem's taiva, ki'ilu, Hashem's lust, is to give and to share and to pour out and to sustain. And that's why Birkas Kohanim is more for Hashem. And that's why it says Hashem has a taiva for Birkas Kohanim, because Hashem's greatest desire is to be a giver to all of us. It says that more than a tinoik, more than a baby wants to nurse, the mother wants to give to that baby. And we all know people who have a hard time, women who have a hard time nursing, it's very painful because all the mother wants to do is to be able to do that natural act of giving. More than Klal Yisrael wants the bracha, Hashem wants to give us the bracha, that elusive, wonderful bracha of peace. Hashem wants to be giving over this bracha to Bnei Yisrael. The mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, according to some, it's not just the chiyuv of the kohen to give the bracha, it's the chiyuv of the Jews to receive the bracha. There's a question of whether a kohen should be running from one minyan to another to if there is no kohen. This is especially a problem on Shavuos morning when there are two minyanim, and sometimes kehillos are looking for an extra kohen. We just need a kohen, and the kohen is supposed to, according to many, if he is needed in another shul, to go in and give the bracha, because even though he's fulfilled his mitzvah already of giving the bracha, there is another mitzvah of the kehillah to receive the bracha. because it's not, again, it's not that this chiyuv is on the kohen. It's a reflection of Hashem's desire to give this bracha to as many people as possible. I guess like the classic Jewish grandmother who just wants to give soup and give cookies and chocolate chip cookies and give that love to her grandchildren, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavta, wants to give and give to us. So then the Sefer HaChinuch asks the classical question, so if it's Hashem who wants to give to us, then why doesn't he give to us? Meaning, why do I need the Kohanim there? Like the question we started with, it was a very rational question that the Jews asked, why do I need the Kohanim here? And the Sefer HaChinuch answers, and he says, as I've said many times, he says, "Ki behechsher ma'asenu tachol habracha aleinu." We have to do in order for the bracha to come on us. And what we have to do is that we have to ask him for a bracha. And how do we ask him for a bracha? It's by asking him through his messengers here on earth. And his messengers here on earth are the Kohanim, the ones that are doing his work here for him. His employees on this, of course, we're all employees of Hashem, but there's a special status that's given to the Kohanim. They're the ones that spend their day learning and teaching and serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And by us recognizing that these are the people who spend their whole day in Avodas Hashem, these are the ones that are the best people to ask, and so we ask them, and through that we are asking Hashem for the bracha, that in itself gives us the schus to receive the bracha. To explain, Hashem wants to give, and give and give, but we also have to want to receive. Because more than anything, and the reason Hashem wants to give us so much, is Hashem wants the connection with us. And that's why he puts us into situations and tests and opportunities, so that we should find that connection. So that beyond any reasoning, we should, in a way that is intense, continuous, and real, ask him in return for that connection. And with that, through that, by recognizing that the best possible way to get that connection and that bracha is through those who are constantly connected to him, because then what we're showing Hashem is that we understand that the goal of this all, that dira batachtonim, that we should be his representatives here on earth, and therefore the best people to with whom to connect to Hashem is through his Kohanim, through his loyal servants on earth, then we are showing him that I get it. I understand that the whole purpose of my being here is the connection. And with that, we have a tremendous chus. And that chus, that merit, allows us to be recipients of the bracha that he so desires to give us, and of course the bracha that we so badly need and that we desire to receive.